they're different types of people on the island, Pembroke. I mean, like a different heritage.
Well, Grant, before you went to Head Island, what we refer to as natives. Now to deal with the oil companies out in the Gulf offshore, you've got the people from all walks of life. Which one problem we never had here was colored people. We had one colored man living on island in those days. One colored man.
Yeah.
Never knew where he came from. The old man, he died. I think he might have been 100 years old when he died.
Yeah.
He was called Old Jim. And Jim Cotton, in fact, they named the subdivision after him. He just came down here with old Judge Adams. She was down here, she was the old JP down here.
Judge Adams.
Mm-hmm. She was a woman judge, a JP, just for the people, for years and years. He was working for her. That was a slave day in those days. He was a slave. Come down here as a slave. And he's the only one they had on the ground. Not today, you've got one family of colored people living here. A man and his wife and two sons. But you never had, not today, offshore you got a lot of colored people that lived there.
Well, yeah.
Not downing, I'm just saying we didn't have that at the time. You only had local French, Cajun speaking, spoke French, Cajun, regular Cajun, that's all they had on Grand Isle.
Yeah.
And then everybody spoke French. But they don't have that. You got people from all over to create the works offshore, they come in at night. It's all together. I've been a policeman 18 and a half years. And from the time I went on the job to now, the difference is like night and day. When I first went on, it was they had more or less abroad from this town to another town. They come down here and fight. Whatever, it was rough down here. Not that I tamed it though, but I mean, I've seen the change as the years went by. Law enforcement was stricken on it. What it was there. Those days, you had one deputy sheriff down here and one constable. And then there was the judge, the jury, and there were everything. You know,
people fought a lot down here?
Oh, well, you always had to. Fights going on.
What I mean, well, what caused it? I mean, was it
people used to live down the bay, as we referred to them. They didn't like the people from Grand Isle. The people from Grand Isle, they liked the people from down the bay. When they'd meet on a Saturday night at a dance, well, that was all she wrote. By the time they got full of that happy juice, they'd get with it, you know. And it lasted like that for years, and you see, the younger generation came up, and they got to go to school together. It was all together, the story.
Yeah.
But I
know, boy.
This place changed. Incredible how it changed in a matter of 30 years. I've seen it change 100%. 30 years. From one way of living completely to another way of living. Now you got very few people plant the garden. Most of the people, the younger people, are working with the oil field. They all are both, you know, work out the golf and the oil rigs and all. They make a good living. They make plenty of money.
Yeah.
And those days, no such a thing as that. You work in the field when you were old enough to carry a handful of beans on your back, you went out there and carried it.
Okay. What did you break ground? Did they ever plant cotton here or anything?
Never did plant cotton that I know known of in Grand Isle.
What would you break ground with in the spring? You'd use
the horse would pull that old time. Had I don't know if you're familiar with those things. You hold it with two handles and it had a pointed thing on the bottom. I forgot what they call it. A charlu, we call it in French. Well, then that old mule or an horse would pull that, and it was made in such a way this way that it would make the ground do this, you know, overlap, you know.
Boom buster?
Yeah, well, that would be what it would be.
Okay,
well,
you know.
That's what it was. And then they had another one. After they break ground, the level had kind of picked it up. They had another flat platform with a bunch like nails would be sticking out of it. But it was spikes, you know, this big old spike that they used on the railroad. Railroad tracks are set down with them. Railroad spikes.
Yeah.
They put that on there and then they'd run that and the horse would pull that and break the ground again, you see.
That was a
plant the crop.
You know what a hare was or a para?
I don't know what that is.
Y'all had a railroad here, didn't you?
Right. After Hurricane Betsy, the tracks came out. The storm washed enough ground that you could see the tracks from the beach to the old hotel where they used to go on that rail. The horse would pull the cart on the rail.